WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. NASDAQ symbol SALM.
The views and opinions expressed throughout the day by programmers and callers on 880 The Biz are not necessarily those of Salem Media Group or its affiliated entities.
The Steve-O and Renee Show is brought to you in part by CSI Caregiver Services, the Bougainvillea House, Auction Gallery of Boca Raton, Bright Star Credit Union, Brighter Days Nursing, A New You, South Florida Audiologists, and Medical Health Institute.
What you feeling, huh? What's on your mind, huh?
Thank God it's Friday, right?
Oh, finally!
I know, right?
It's been a long week.
It's been a long day.
Already?
Where are you going so early?
I'm going crazy!
Where are you going?
I'm leaving!
See you Monday!
I'll see you Monday.
No, you won't.
Why is that?
Three-day weekend.
A three-day weekend.
3 days.
Three!
Three!
3 days.
Okay, well, let's get it started.
It's showtime, baby.
Bill Talp. We're on.
We're on, man.
Oh, wow. This is great. This is my first time doing a morning show, Wanda. Can you help me out?
Listen, say we start the show, we got to say like who we are.
Okay, I'm Jim.
I'm Wanda. We're what station we're on?
880 AM, The Biz.
You got it. And normally you hear Jim on Thursday evenings, but this morning the guys have, we'll explain a little. Well, I think they're just out. They're out.
Thank you to Steve and Renee for giving us the time. And anybody wants to talk to us, you call us at 305-541-2350. We're going to have a great show today. We've got Bill Tower. He's the director of the Convention or Visitors Bureau, is it, Bill? That's close enough. Bill knows what events are going to come on. He helps put them together. We're going to talk about that. We've got some great stuff. We're going to talk. We've got a guru coming on, Norikawa. We're going to talk about meditating in your car.
Make sure you pull over.
Les Brown. Who's Les Brown?
Great inspirational motivator. He travels. He's been doing this for years and actually from Liberty City. So he's home tonight at Unity on the Bay.
Oh, I love it. That's right down the street. I better be there.
So we're going to talk to him and give away a pair of tickets to the event.
Oh, wow. That is great.
And we've got stuff.
Oh, we got all kinds of stuff. We got the folks from Sotera Wellness. They're going to talk about medical marijuana. It's really a vitamin. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. This is good news.
Well,
this...
we've got a doctor on, too, that talks about that, how it affects your body. It's going to be really cool. All kinds of great stuff.
What time is all that happening?
That's like in the 8 o'clock hour, late in the 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour. We've got Grandma Lolly coming on talking about barbecue sauce.
Slow down.
I had so much coffee already.
Don't burn yourself out, dude. We've got 3 hours.
Okay, well, then I'll take a deep breath. It's your turn, Wanda. Go for it.
Okay. You know, who's our guest? Why don't you tell us what's coming up this hour again?
This hour, we've got Bill Talbert.
We got to talk. We got to talk for another 15. Bill.
I know. Bill, tell us who
Bill,
you are.
Say hi.
Good morning. Bill Talbert, Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. Another wonderful day here in paradise.
It sure is. We're going to have a great time with Bill. And Bill, let me say we got the Air and Sea Show coming up. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, this is the second year on Miami Beach. It's the Air and Sea Show. Here's Memorial Day. It's a great weekend. You know, the jets. I'm going to go from here to there. So I may speak fast.
That's all right. Well, you're jet speed, you know. I live on the bay. I look over the bay onto Miami Beach. I saw them last year. Very cool.
Wasn't it cool?
Very cool. I like to sit on the balcony, watch the jets go up and down, left and right. Shoom.
With an adult beverage, I'll bet.
Well, maybe one or two. But that's okay because I'm sitting on my balcony and I'm not driving. No driving and drinking. No impaired driving here.
I'm going to go over there. Lowe's Hotel has their presidential suite open for a few of us who are involved in the Air and Sea Show.
Oh my gosh.
And I do believe they're going to have some refreshments there. So we're excited about that right there on South Beach, Lowe's Miami Beach.
Well, we're going to thank Lowe's for setting you up on that. Who are some of the other sponsors that are bringing this to Miami?
Oh gosh, let me look.
You got to look that up because it's a real long list.
It's early in the morning. How's your wife?
My wife is doing great. She's doing great. She's absolutely the apple of my eye. For those of you who don't know, in the morning show, my wife got a kidney transplant in early January. We had searched for 4 years. Folks here at 880 AM and Bill and everybody helped us out with
4 years
in the desert, but I found her a kidney. We had a beautiful woman, Betty DeMartini, who's based up in Pembroke Pines, of all places, ended up being the donor. We didn't even know her. This woman is the grace of God embodied on earth.
South Florida.
It is. It's a South Florida lady. She's a beautiful human being. She helped my wife get a new lease on life. So my wife's birthday is January 3rd now. She was reborn. She looks great. She's lost 40 pounds. I've got my beautiful twinkle in her eye back. hugs and kisses wife, and she's going to be sitting with me on the balcony watching the planes. Bill, tell me some of the people that are responsible for bringing the planes here.
I'm getting to that right now.
We got to get you a better. We got to get you a better laptop, Bill. What are some of the other things going on that you have a hand in this weekend?
Oh my goodness! You know, we've got some gospel concerts on the beach.
Wow!
We've got a concert on. I'm going to give you the details on that. We've got some events at the Betsy Hotel.
Betsy Hotel?
Yeah, the Betsy Hotel on South Beach. So during the break, I'm going to look this up. I'm turning my little computer on.
Well, Bill, I should have gotten you a cup of coffee. See, I've had two
where
already.
Where is it? I'm looking at you. Yeah, yeah. And you got these nice.
One of them with the macchiato here. I haven't touched it yet. This is only my fourth. Here you go.
Yeah, you got a couple. Where are these commercial cup holders here?
Right? I don't know. We've got these. Got great cup holders
I've
here.
I've never seen these.
They are institutional grade. It comes with the station.
All the guests get to take it with them.
You could have the red. Well, we have red and we have blue, which is appropriate for the weekend. I don't have
blue,
white.
Orange and blue. I'm an orange and blue guy.
Well, so am I. Give me a fist bump for that. I can't say high five because Wanda's not there. Wanda, I'm giving a high five to the Gators here.
Whoa.
The best 7 years of my life, Jim.
Yeah, right? And you got your undergraduate AA degree there, right?
Yeah, yeah, you've seen it all. Oh, Jim.
I loved it up there. Yeah, but listen, there's a lot of folks here that went to the U down here. My wife went to the U. What a great school that was for her. It's great, a great education, and we're lucky to have the U.
I'm on the Dean's Council of Florida International University for their hospitality.
I was just getting to FIU.
I want to put a plug for them.
FIU, they've got a great real estate program, the Hollow School of Real Estate over there. My good friend Tibor Hollow.
Oh, I was with Mr. Hollow last night. He was honored by the Miami Today.
Oh, I love him.
As a Lifetime Achievement Award, and was with him yesterday morning when they did the ribbon cutting for the new Hyatt Centric Hotel right there on Brickell, off Brickell, in his new condominium tower. It's the first 19 stories of an 85-story building.
I think it's great. You know, Tibor Hall is an old friend. I know the guys that built that hotel in there, too. That's going to be an awesome thing. Yeah. They're amazing operators.
Ezra Katz.
And Bo Ashbell, two of my old and dear friends.
They're not that old.
Yeah, well, Ezra's up there. Bo's up there, too. But they're beautiful people. They really helped me out. They helped me start my career. I work with them. They're wonderful people, and they really know how to run a hotel. And, of course, Tibor Hollow went to my 30th birthday party. I love that man. I actually talked to him on the phone yesterday.
Tibor Hollow. And his son now is very active with him.
Well, I love Wayne. I love Jerry. All those guys. The Hollows are terrific.
And Mr. Hollow is a Holocaust survivor.
Yes, he is.
He's
an amazing example.
He's in his 90s.
Let me put it to you this way. He's terrific. And Sheila, his wife, what a beautiful person she is, too. And they're always gracious to me. And that's the most important thing, I think,
they're
in life.
They're good people. Good hearts. Good minds.
Exactly. Well, the main thing is that they're positive energy. That's what the show is going to be about today, Wanda, is positive energy.
Upbeat,
positive energy. This
no
is going to be.
No negativity. Well,
maybe. Still doing Facebook Live?
Yeah, they are. They're looking straight at you.
Hey,
Bill.
On Facebook, the show never stops.
That's correct.
You know what? You didn't tell me about it. I didn't do makeup this morning.
You look beautiful.
Okay. You look really
radio.
Good.
Really?
Yeah, you look good. You got that big shock of white hair. You're actually,
Silver.
Wanda gets your best view. She's right behind you.
Silver.
You're the silver fox.
I can feel it.
You are. You are. What else we got going on, Bill? We got anything on the mainland going on?
I'm looking it up now.
Gosh darn it.
Coming up in just a few minutes, let me just remind you, Hernan Mayal, I believe, from a Worldwide Financial Services Solutions, they are having a mentor event for if you're looking for maybe some mentoring or job stuff. We'll have that coming
mentoring up. Is very important. I've found mentoring to be one of the most rewarding things I've done in my life. There's a young man I mentored from the University of Florida, and he had come here to go to school from Venezuela. He needed to get a job so that he could get a green card after he had his student visa was ending. I helped him get a job with Marcus and Millichap. Oop, I shouldn't probably identify him. One of the local real estate firms. And he just last week became a U.S. citizen, so I'm so proud. I helped the young man come to the United States.
You're talking about yourself, Jim?
Hey now, Bill.
He's always talking about himself.
No, his show's all about you. But, Bill, it looks like your computer loaded up. The gerbil took its coffee. Tell me what we got going on there.
Boy, this is very robust.
We need to pay more Visitors Bureau bed tax so you can get a bigger computer here, bud.
I still have a fax machine in the office.
I was going to say. We don't even have fax machine numbers on our phones. So tell me now.
I love this view here.
It is really nice.
I'm actually going directly from here to the airport and then directly to the beach. Actually, I'll tell you where I'm going to go. This afternoon, we're going to be at the Opa-locka Airport.
Awesome. I love that place.
Why?
To really kick off this event.
Because that's where the planes land and take off? That's the epicenter?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, then can people go to Opa-locka to watch the operation?
At 2 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
O'clock.
So 2 o'clock at Opa-locka Airport.
Ask for Jim Freed.
There you go. I'll have my card. Freed on business. You get on fire there.
This is technically The national salute to America's heroes. That's a registered phrase, presented by Hyundai.
Hyundai. So we got to thank Hyundai for bringing these guys here.
Yeah, thank you very much,
early,
Hyundai.
Early and often. And so we've got, they have a beautiful website, USASalute.com. USASalute.com. And you've got, oh, there's a picture of Hyundai. Meet the first ever Hyundai Kona. A new
Awesome.
SUV.
Their new car, okay.
But this is, we got the air show. We got the music explosion presented by Hyundai.
Okay.
On the beach. Shaggy, I know you know Shaggy.
We're tight.
Max, Kent Jones.
Tight.
Hosted by our
I'm very in vogue with all of my terminology.
DJ Irie. You know DJ Irie.
Oh, yeah.
He's of course.
DJ Irie spinning the...
Irie.
There he is.
No, you've got called the Music Explosion right there on South Beach, right there between 6th and 7th in Loomis Park.
Oh, sure.
If you want to go someplace the entire weekend,
hip.
It's Loomis Park.
It's got events the whole time. It's got a great view.
The whole time, even an air sea show.
Well, Uber and Lyft, you got to do that. I'm sure it's going to be lots of vehicles, so leave your car at home.
Thank
you for
Uber.
Reminding me. That's the way I'm going to go.
Yeah, now they have. I'm sure, do they have any shuttles or anything going there, Bill?
From the
mainland, maybe off of the convention center.
Well, they have what they call the what do they call those?
Like a circulating trolley.
Yeah, they do the trolleys. That's the word. It's early.
Bill, you can have another cup of coffee there. And sure. I'm going to tell you is that you're
Mo.
Wanda.
Yeah, I'm getting you another cup of coffee.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I was checking on our 7:30 guests, but go ahead.
Well, we're all good.
No, I'm going to 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
But
you'll be here by yourself, young man.
But this is, I'm going to give you some of the other sponsors because we're all about sponsors.
We are.
And this is on, what's the website, Jim?
I have no idea, Bill.
USA Salute.
Thank you for giving me the poke there. USASalute.com or org?
.com.
All right.
So, and this is a very robust site. Hyundai, Marine Group, Monster Energy. I know that's.
That keeps me up all night.
Yeah. Miami Herald, Infinity Real Estate, Travel Host, iHeartMedia. Van D Services.
They're still around?
Yeah, they just traded, you know.
Miami-Dade County, the City of Miami Beach, the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Guess who else is a sponsor?
I don't know.
Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Oh, I know who that is. That's you, Bill.
Yeah, that's us.
Well done.
So it's
get this man a gallon of coffee, please, Wanda.
No.
Can we have Polo come in? Maybe bring us a
Polo
jug?
Polo
can bring like the coffee dog, like the...
Yes.
Okay, great.
This is not, you know, not only the national salute to America's heroes, and that's really the core of this.
Of course.
And, you know, with the flyovers.
Of course.
The Air Sea Show. Salute 365. And really brand new this year. Remember, we all always have to evolve. The Music Explosion.
Well, that's happening at Loomis Park, right?
Yes, sir.
I did. I didn't remember the website, but I remember the music's at Loomis Park. Loomis Park is awesome, by the way.
Hmm.
Yeah. I have friends that build condos across the street. You can actually live across the street.
How long has that been there?
Loomis Park, probably for quite a long time. They used to actually have, before South Beach was really happening, it used to be a dog track south down by there.
No, that was further south.
That was further south.
I remember the dog track. I remember.
Ever been there?
Oh, yeah. Bow wow. No, I think WKAT was located over there.
Carreras de los Perros.
But Loomis Park has been there forever.
Yeah, well, you know, who was Loomis? Do you know who Loomis was?
Mr. Loomis, let me look at my research department, Wikipedia.
You're terrific. You're terrific.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, well, listen, Bill, give me, because we're going to go to break in just a couple minutes. We got any other events coming? Anything on the mainland? What do you got on the mainland?
I tell you the thing. There is a concert. Here's what your listeners need to do. I can hear them clicking. Go to MiamiandBeaches.com.
MiamiandBeaches.com.
That's the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. Everything there is to do today, tomorrow, and let's say you're thinking of next week or next month, MiamiandBeaches.com. We've got a calendar of events. MiamiandBeaches.com. That goes along with the other website, which is...
I have no idea.
Jimmy.
I didn't write it down, Bill. I'm still waking
USASalute.com.
USA Salute.
Hold on.
Salute.
Done.
Salute. We're done.
You're on there, Facebook. See that? Did you see that?
I think it's great.
It's awesome.
I think it is. So, Bill, okay. I want to thank you so much for coming in and giving us the heads up on what's going on this weekend.
When do I get my check?
Huh? You get your check. Your check is outside. Wanda's got
it. Waiting for you right here, Bill.
But we're excited. I hope you'll invite me back.
Bill, anytime we do the morning show, you're going to be on. And, in fact, Wanda, you got to tell the Steve and Renee they should be bringing Bill back because Bill's not only got great content, but he's got a little bit of personality, too. Mm-hmm. Well, I am telling him.
Okay.
Steve and Renee, make sure we get Bill here.
Hey.
All right.
I like this.
We're helping Steve and Renee get their show better because they help our show.
Facebook Live. So next time, I'll do it as well.
Yeah, well, you're terrific, Bill. We'll stream it together.
How about that? How about Wanda? You like that?
I love it.
We should give him a high five for that, Wanda.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to fist bump.
Oh, I wasn't so loud.
Boom. There we go.
All right.
Well, listen, Wanda, I guess we got to go to break now.
We're going to run to break first. Friday, it is a Friday morning, May 25th. Weather for you. Thunderstorms today again. Yay.
Well, here's the weather. Go take a look at Facebook.
I only see sun.
Can I finish this? Can I finish this and we go to the break? Okay. High around 81 later, so keep that in mind. 79 degrees. I'm Wanda Miles. That guy over there, Jim Fried.
High five.
And the time is 7:15.
Filling in for Steve-O and Renee this morning.
But have you ever thought about replacing with a slightly more famous person? Could be fun.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
We've had a lovely time here this week. In fact, I realized it's been 20 years since I started working here.
On 880, The Biz.
You think the show has too many celebrity cameos?
Steve-O and Renee are off today, like most days. Filling in is Jim Fried, Wanda, and Polo Miles.
And we're back on a Friday morning. It is 8:80 The Biz. I'm Wanda Miles over there.
Jim Fried.
Okay, Jim, now, I have this for you before we get to our guest coming up next.
Yes.
Oreo just announced 6 new flavors coming out this year. Are you ready for them?
Yes.
6 flavors are now chocolate peanut butter pie.
Okay.
Good Humor strawberry shortcake.
Okay.
Rocky Road.
Where are they coming up with this
stuff? Is that new? That's not new.
Well, I don't know.
All right. Pistachio. Peppermint bark.
Wait. Pistachio?
Yes.
I love pistachio.
And birthday cake with Mickey Mouse on the cookies in honor of Mickey's. How old do you think Mickey is?
80.
Close.
100?
No. In between.
90.
Yes.
I figured that out.
Happy birthday, Mickey.
Oh, yeah. High five.
Flavors will roll out over the course of the rest of the year, so enjoy.
I can't wait.
All right. So next, our guest.
All right. Hey, we've got a great guest. We've got Hernan Mayol. He is the managing partner at Worldwide Financial Solutions. We're going to talk about mentoring, I think, Wanda.
That's it.
All right. Well, hey, Hernan, welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. How are you on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to be here. You don't understand. We've been working hard for this event that we're putting together for college students and young professionals.
When is it?
It starts tonight. It starts tonight at 6 o'clock. We're going to have some wine and cheese and some great speakers that are going to motivate the crowd to get them hyped up for what's coming tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
And then, we have tonight we have three great speakers, Alex Masferrer and Luli Valepoyi, who are great speakers. Their owner, one is a servant leadership executive, and the other one is actually a world-renowned speaker.
What are they
speaking
about?
That is going to talk to us. They're going to talk about the leader within, and they're going to talk about how to take your career to the next level. And that's tonight. And then tomorrow, we have the Miami-Dade Economic Development Office is going to talk about what Miami-Dade is doing to bring jobs to young professionals to Miami. That's going to be from 9 to 11. Then we have a lunch panel with five HR and recruiters talking about the do's and don'ts and how these young professionals sometimes do boo-boos when they go to interviews and how they can succeed when trying to get these future jobs. So that's a five-speaker panel at lunchtime. And then the main event, we have around 25, and I said a little bit more than 25 speakers in rotating panels, top executives from major companies in Miami-Dade that are going to talk directly to the college students about how to enter these industries like technology, real estate, banking, legal, marketing, you name it. They're going to be right there hanging out with the college students and young professionals in a wonderful, smart casual. And I say smart because you don't want to go when you see these executives, you don't want to see them in cut off jeans or T-shirts. You never know. They could be your bosses. So, but they're all going to be there. And I mean, the event has been tremendous with the support of you know, the FIU Business School has given us their support. Venture Cafe has been great. Clear Channel Communication has been putting the posters all over Miami-Dade. They've been tremendous. Prospera, who is the Hispanic Business Initiative Fund, all of them have given us their support for this event. And I'm telling you, we've been working hard for 2 months to get everybody to come here, all the college students that graduated that need a little help. We're doing this for them.
Hold on. Take a break. Take a breath. Take a break. Take a breath. Okay, I mentor a whole lot of kids here in town. On the Freedom Business website, you should recommend that they all take a look at how to get your dream job. I help a lot of kids with that. Basically, the number one tip I give them is make sure you know who you're interviewing with. And number two is make sure you've got some good questions that you can ask them. And I think you said the correct thing. Make sure you present yourself in a smart and professional way.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, it's a great opportunity. So Apprentice Worldwide, which is the organization that I started 4 years ago, it's really a career development and networking organization for young professionals. We started right here in Miami, and now we're in 26 cities around the world. And these people connect with people around the world that are in.
Well, Juan, hello, Hernan. Yeah,
okay.
Hernan, well, we dropped Hernan. Is Hernan still there?
No.
All right, well, Hernan, hopefully Hernan will call back. I mentor a lot of people here in town. I've got a whole kind of mentorship thing going on. There he is back on the line, Wanda. All right, well Hernan. Okay, now, Wanda. Hernan?
Sorry.
Hey. All right, hey, so listen, we've only got a couple minutes left, Hernan. I mentor a lot of young people here in town. I'd be more than happy to work with you in future events. I think that the most important thing that the people need to know is that they have to have the ability and the gumption to just ask. The number one thing that you need in getting a new job is mentorship. Reach out and connect. The most recent mentorship circumstance that I had, you won't even believe it. A guy I played Little League with called me up, asked me if I would mentor a young person. I said, sure. Turns out the young person was the son of the woman who managed the choir that I sang in as a kid. That's right, Wanda. I'm a choir boy.
He's a choir boy.
I'm a choir boy. So, Hernan, you never know. But the most important thing is that people care.
Congratulations.
The most important thing is that people care.
When's this event again, Hernan? Give us the details.
Yeah, more details.
It starts tonight at 6 p.m.
Okay.
At the St. Louis Gymnasium, which is in Pinecrest on 72nd and 120th Street, on 72nd Avenue and 20th Street. And it's going to be a tremendous event. More information is obviously in the website, MillennialCareerExpo.com, Millennial Career Expo, with double L, double N for Millennial, CareerExpo.com. You can see all the speakers, the agenda, the sponsors, obviously. And again, like you mentioned, the most important thing is to give of your time. You know, 5 minutes makes a big, big difference when talking to a college student and a young professional about career direction. It changes their lives. So
100%.
Even if you don't think you're qualified to mentor, you know, that's why we did this program, because it's very flexible to allow for people to give 5 minutes. Or, you know, or give a lifetime. Everybody that comes in, they don't leave. They love it. They keep hanging out together. And we do it as a group, which is the greatest thing.
Well, Hernan, I've got your business card here. Hopefully Wanda will allow me to keep it. I'd like to reach out to you because there's all kinds of things that we can do. We had on the Freedom Business Show, we had the Dade County Public Schools on a couple of weeks ago talking about their program to bring young people in and give them internships, which is the next step off of mentorship, actually bringing them into your organization. Do a lot of these mentors end up hiring these kids?
Well, I hired my first apprentice.
Well, there you go.
After around a year of working together with him in volunteer activities, I said, you know what? I put that resume, and at that time I worked at Bank of America. I put that resume on top of the of the pile, and I told all the recruiters, this is the guy that we need. And he got hired. Now he's an investment banker in J.P. Morgan Chase, and it's just he's doing amazing work. And he just started as a senior in college with me, and now he's doing great. He got married, one of the ladies from the program.
Well, that's wow. great. That's nice. Great. You know, that's really terrific because the most important thing about life is paying it forward, creating a positive energy field that people can step into and be successful. I know that when I graduated college, mentorship and that kind of thing wasn't even talked about. So it's a great thing that this kind of thing is evolving. Hernan, it's a great thing that you've been able to put together this organization and really have a successful turnout and a successful execution of this. Again, where is the event? How do people get information about the event? How do they register?
Yeah. So they register. There's a register here link at the millennialcareerexpo.com. It'll take you to Eventbrite. Or you can go directly to Eventbrite and type Millennial Career Expo. You have two choices. You either register for the full event or you register for tonight's event singly. So, we're giving a few opportunities for people. And, if you want to learn about the organization in general, you can go in all the social media outlets to Apprentice Worldwide, and you'll see pictures of all the events in New York, Sao Paulo, Miami, London, all these people having fun, getting together and learning from top executives.
Well, I know that
the most amazing thing.
I know that the most important things that I've been able to do in mentorship circumstances is when the person's lucky enough to have conflicting job offers and they call me up on the phone and they ask me, Jim, I've got this local firm, I've got this national firm, which job should I take? And I say, talk to both people. Find the place that is going to be best for you, that they're going to help you learn, because real estate, and here you're going to love this, Hernan, real estate is a mentorship business. I think actually everything should be a mentorship business. We've gotten away from the apprentice
guilds.
It's all about people helping people, paying it forward. Hernan is one of the stars in our community. We've had two all-stars on so far. It doesn't stop. Hernan, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you.
All right. One more time. How do people get info, Hernan? One more time real fast.
MillennialCareerExpo.com.
Can't wait to meet you. We're going to have coffee, maybe some breakfast over at Green Street. How about that? No coffee? No more coffee? Well, I can at least have breakfast with you.
By the way.
Sure. Orange juice
is
good.
Pass by. I'll give you some coffee.
All right, Hernan. Thank you so much. Hernan Mayol. He's the person to put together the big mentoring event today here that we talked about here on the show. Wanda, what do we got coming up next?
Going to take a look at traffic in just a minute and weather again. In fact, all through the weekend, thunderstorms expected. So keep that in mind. High 81 today, a low around 76 tonight. 79 degrees on a Friday morning. It's May 25th. I'm Wanda Miles and Jim Freed.
That's me.
Stick around. More coming up.
All right. Sounds good.
Steve-O and Renee are off today.
So now what? This is when the operatic section comes in.
Filling in is Jim Freed, Wanda, and Polo Miles.
And we're back this Friday morning. Jim, how are you?
I am doing great, Wanda. I've had like 62 cups of coffee, been up since 4 o'clock. It's great. There's no traffic on the way over here when you come in this early.
Groovy. We have our next guest on the phone, and we'll get to him in just a minute. Brett Engel from the South Florida Comedy Showcase that's going on. Well, I'll let him tell you all the details because I don't know them.
I bet he's going to make me laugh, too.
Before we go, since we're just doing traffic, I want to let you know this. Jim, thought you might be interested.
Tell me.
4 ways to save on gas over Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
More than 40 million Americans are expected to hit the road this weekend for Memorial Day. And if you are one of them, here are 4 tips to save. Use that app, apps like Gas Buddy and Waze. You can help you. They can help you find the cheapest gas prices, nearby gas stations as well. Cheapest and nearby if you're on the highway. You can buy gas at a wholesale club. Clubs like Costco, Sam's, and BJ's often have gas stations attached to them and can save you 20 to 30 cents, Jim.
Wow, I got to join one of those clubs.
20 to 30 cents, you'll save a gallon on average. Just be prepared to wait in line, though. So there you go.
Waiting in line, it seems like that's the name of the game in a car these days.
Maintain your car, folks. Stuff like low tire pressure will reduce your fuel economy and can damage your tires. You knew that, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm always well filled up.
All right, cool beans.
There you go.
The last one, use air conditioning. It sounds counterintuitive, but air conditioners actually create less drag on the engine than driving with your windows down. There you go.
Wow, that's the way to go.
Four ways to save on gas this weekend.
That's terrific. My favorite is eating at the restaurant that has the gas pump, because that way you can eat here and get gas.
get gas sounds pleasant.
All right, there you go. Well, we had the comedian. I had to at least start something.
Oh, Brett, hi.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how are you this morning, man?
I'm all right.
Are you stationary? Brett, your phone's doing some strange things. Where are you?
Strange things? How's that?
Oh, that's better. That is better.
Okay. I'm walking. I'm out for a morning walk.
Jog. Okay, well, great. Where are you doing this at?
In Hollywood Hills, where I live.
Oh, Hollywood Hills. I love Hollywood Hills. Yeah. I have a lot of friends that went to Hollywood Hills High.
Are you walking the kids?
Yeah. Walking. I'm not walking the children. It's a good thing to do, but I'm not walking the children. This is me time.
All right.
This is all for me right now.
All right. Well, listen. So tell us a little bit about the event that's coming up. How am I going to come see you?
The comedy, Brett. Comedy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so SoFlo Comedy. We do every third weekend, and every third Saturday in downtown Hollywood is Art Walk.
Right.
So we do our comedy shows, you know, definitely every third Saturday. We do additional shows as well. So, and we're primarily doing shows for people in recovery. I mean, you don't have to be in recovery. It's just we don't serve alcohol, and that's very... purposeful. We're not doing that on purpose because, you know, there aren't a lot of events, especially comedy shows, you know, even the movies these days, you know, there aren't a lot of places you can go to have a good time and not see or smell or have alcohol spilled on you. Like, that's always, you know, it's like around, and anytime people go out for fun, you know, there's so much emphasis on drinking that we want to make our shows really friendly, accessible, and fun for people who don't necessarily want alcohol involved.
Well, and it's the holiday weekend, and it's very important that people out there remember to not drive impaired. And it's not only drinking. You know, now they've got this big thing about driving baked. The most important thing is, remember, don't be the one that causes the accident by driving impaired. And you're absolutely right. It's very difficult to find a nighttime social event where alcohol's not involved, and in fact, where you can get together with like-minded people. So I want to give you a high five for putting this event together. Tell us how you came up with the concept.
Well, I work in recovery. I'm a clinical director at Harbor Village Treatment Center, and we're one of these big treatment centers that does everything from detox to IOP. And I've worked in this field for 20 years now, and I'm just kind of sensitive to that. I want everyone to be able to have fun, and I've always believed that we don't need drugs and alcohol to have a good time. Sometimes it's fun, but you don't need it, you know?
No, I agree. And listen, my brother died of an opioid overdose. So I know, that's right.
Yeah.
I know how difficult this circumstance can be. And it's something that affects everybody around. And now it's getting the PR across the country about the opioid addiction. And in fact, in the next hour, we're going to have some folks that are going to talk about medical marijuana as an alternative to opioids. I actually went to the University of Miami Pain Management Clinic the other day and spoke to the chairman, showed him, I'm going to have to out myself, my medical marijuana card. They looked at it like it was like amazing. They took photos. They were all excited. In fact, we're going to have them on talking about medical marijuana as an alternative to opioids. It's probably one of the most important issues coming up today. Wanda.
It is your day. So, I mean, how is your pain? I wanted to ask you that.
My pain? Well, you know, I took my medicine a little earlier. I'm doing okay, but I'm going to be going back over there a little bit later on for some pain management. But let's get back and talk to Brett a little bit more about what's going on here this weekend. So, Brett, tell me a little bit more about the event.
So this weekend, nothing this weekend.
Not this weekend.
Now, SoFlo, SoFlo Comedy. Now, if people check us out on Facebook, which is our most active site, our Facebook page, I post their other comedy events that are going on that I know will be good shows. So, it's a pretty small community in terms of South Florida comedy, and that everybody knows everyone. Not everyone knows who's actually funny, though, but I do. I really feel good about that. I have, I've been doing this for 8 years now, and I have a really good sense of, like, okay, is this show going to be any good, or is this show going to be a waste of time? Because there are free shows that are really great. You know, you just have to know kind of like who's putting it on and who the comics are going to be. So folks are very welcome to check out my site at SoFlo Comedy on Facebook.
Any good shows coming up this weekend since you're out there touting stuff?
Yes, Spill the Beans will have a show this weekend, and I'm not even sure exactly who. That's Fassel Malik puts those on there in Fort Lauderdale at the Underground Coffee House there on in Fort Lauderdale, A1A Oakland Park area. Those are always good shows. Those are guaranteed good shows. And I know he's got one going on this weekend. So folks can check out my site for more information on that.
Well, we really want to thank you for calling in this morning and telling us a little bit about what's going on in the South Florida comedy scene this week. And hopefully you'll give us a call back on another day. And maybe next week you'll talk to Steve and Renee and tell them what's going on in comedy next Friday.
That would be wonderful. Hey, and then we do have Mike Vecchione, who was just on Conan O'Brien. He'll be coming to SoFlo Comedy downtown Hollywood end of June, so June 30th and July 1st. So that
Wow, that sounds awesome. I can't wait. Now that when they appear in downtown Hollywood, do they have an outdoor show at the
No, I don't do outdoor shows. Those are, you know, for comedy, I pretty much never recommend an outdoor show. So you want to have a nice, it's too open and it just doesn't, it's not like music where you can just, you know, get out there and rock out. You want kind of an intimate setting.
So they
I've
can
seen
focus.
Very few outdoor shows that, yeah. So, you know, kind of, you know, just like, you know, like the Spill the Beans, you know, they've got you all crammed in. It's kind of a crappy little place. It's just all, you know, everybody's like packed in.
Got it.
But it works. And now my venues tend to be a little more comfortable. They're a little more in between, but not outdoors. So we've got a couple of locations downtown Hollywood we work out of.
Well, that sounds great. Please remember next time, or maybe even next week or a couple of weeks from now, or the beginning of June, end of June, when you've got the guy from Conan O'Brien's show on, make sure you call into Steve and Renee and give them the heads up.
Absolutely. You got it. Thanks for
Brett.
Having me, guys.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us in your walk there, Brett. Hey, be careful out there. Don't get hit by a car, okay?
All right. Thank you, too. Have a great one.
You too. All right, Wanda. Now, give me. Let's talk a little bit about what else is going on this weekend, Wanda. Give me some.
What do we have coming up? You said something about Surterra. That's coming up 9.
Yeah, Surterra is coming up at 9. We're going to have the founder of Surterra Wellness, Jake Bergman's going to be on. We're going to talk with him. We're going to talk about how they're bringing alternative solutions to people who need pain management. In fact, like I said, I was at the University of Miami Health Center, Sylvester Cancer Center. I saw Dr. Patton there. He heads up the pain management. And we talked about the fact that I use the medical marijuana on my pain. And he said that that's actually something that he's been looking into and recommends for his patients if it's appropriate. And a number of them, it is appropriate. He works there with a lot of cancer patients, and they're obviously on the fast track to get the medical marijuana card. We're also going to have a doctor on that we're going to talk about with medical marijuana as well.
Okay, top of the hour, 8 o'clock, we have Les Brown on. He'll be at Unity on the Bay tonight, and we'll also have a pair of tickets to give away for that.
So what does Les do?
Les is a motivator. We're trying to get you up. We're picking you up, not just waking you up. We're picking you up.
We're uplifting here.
There we go.
We're going to lift them up.
We like to get high, man.
I can't wait to see talk to Les. In fact, Les is appearing just a few blocks from my house. Maybe me and Vivian need to go over and check it out.
We're going to pump you up, so stick around for that. Les Brown and Noor.
And Noor Kawa, that's right. We're going to have Noor Kawa on. Noor is the guru that has helped my wife and I heal during my wife's kidney transplant process. And in fact, she appears regularly at my good friend Carla Daskal's building and palace of spirituality, the Sacred Space. We're going to talk a little bit about that, too. And of course, I want to thank Carla for all of her help in helping Vivian get well. Carla has created an ecosystem and an environment of positive energy and love that Noor has nurtured with us to create just this envelope of care that Vivian has been surrounded in. It's so beautiful to watch her recover from the kidney transplant. It's a miracle that God has blessed us with. And it's just a terrific thing. Noor will be here. We're going to talk a little bit about meditating in your car. Of course, you'll have to pull off the road for that.
No, you don't pull off the road. You'll be late for work. Man, you keep going.
There you go.
We'll work that in.
We'll figure it out. So we're going to talk about how to relax mentally. We're going to talk about how to relax physically and spiritually. It's going to be an amazing weekend. We're going to teach people how to get it together. But the most important thing we have to remind people that are listening to us in their car is to drive safely. It's a holiday weekend. I know that you've got two hands on the wheel and you're focused, but somebody behind you or next to you may be talking or putting on makeup or distracted. Make sure you're not the one that meets them accidentally. Don't drive impaired.
Okay, I've got 5 random facts for your Friday morning. Are you ready?
I'm randomly interested.
We're going to the break in just a minute, but I'd like to throw this in before I I
toss it.
44.
Toss it.
There we go.
Toss it.
Here are some random facts for your Friday morning. It is May 25th.
Diga May.
9 days after my birthday, should I say.
Happy birthday.
I'm going to milk it all I can.
You better.
Here are some random facts for you. Joan of Arc wasn't from a place called Arc. She grew up in a village in France called Domremy. Domremy.
Yeah, you did that real well.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're not French.
I'm not. Her name is French. And Joan, and it is French. Joan d'Arc. Maybe I'm messing that up, too.
You are messing that up.
Joan d'Arc. D'Arc was her father's last name.
Okay.
Joan d'Arc. Joan of Arc. See, there we go.
I got it.
Okay, number two. The deepest hole humans have ever dug is only about 7.6 miles deep.
Only?
Only. The radius of the Earth is 3,959 miles. So, yeah, we've literally just scratched the surface.
You're too funny, Wanda.
Where did you come up with this? Now, every time you hit the space bar, an average of about 600,000 other people around the world do too.
At the exact same time?
I'm not sure about that, but that's what I was told. Well, every time you hit that space bar, about 600,000 other people around the world
are doing. Well, I don't want to make people do anything, so maybe I shouldn't hit the space bar. It's not the same space bar.
But see, it just makes you feel like we're in one big happy community.
We are.
Space. And the scientific word for your stomach rumbling is called borborygmus.
Yeah, you said that right.
Borborygmus. Look it up.
Yeah, okay.
I'll spell it for you. B-O-R-B-O-R-Y-G-M-U-S.
Borygmus. Yeah.
Borygmus. Oh,
high
that's
five.
My spelling bee.
You're
hey,
the best.
I can't do a high five.
I know you can't.
And an actor named Barry Fitzgerald is the only person who's ever been nominated at the Oscars for Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor.
Who is this guy?
For the same role. Barry Fitzgerald.
Never heard of him.
Academy somehow nominated him for both the movie Going My Way, 1944.
No, sorry.
My mother wasn't even a gleam. No, she was. He won Best Supporting Actor, so there you go. Some
good
five random facts for your Friday morning, 79 degrees.
I'm chilling.
You are?
It's cool.
Let's get some coffee.
High five.
Back in a minute.
Okay.
Steve-O and Renee return live on Tuesday.
I filled in for you when you were too sick to meet with your fear of intimacy group.
Filling in is Jim Fried, Wanda, and Polo Miles.
I wasn't sick. They were just getting too close.
On 880, The Biz.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. Shares of Foot Locker are jumping higher in pre-market trading. The company reported first quarter earnings per share that beat even the highest analyst estimate. Quarterly sales also beat analyst projections. Foot Locker shares up 13% before the opening bell. Stock futures point to a higher Wall Street open ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. S&P futures up 5 points, NASDAQ futures up 23, and the Dow futures up 49. NYMEX crude is slipping, down almost 2% this morning at $69.41 a barrel. Geopolitical concerns are still on investors' minds, and yesterday, President Donald Trump scrapped next month's planned summit with North Korea's leader, and shares finished the day lower. The Dow was down 75 points to 24,812. The S&P was down 6 or 0.2% to 27.28, and the NASDAQ was down about 2 to 74.24. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
The Life with Wanda Miles, tonight at 9. Now back to Steve-O and Renee on 880 The Biz.
We'll just go straight to Noor.
We're back.
I don't care. That's fine. I'm just happy and excited. I've got Noor Khalid. Noor woke me up with her pashmina there, Noor. My gosh, you're all colorful there.
It's Jim Fried and Wanda Miles. You're listening to 880 The Biz, and we are on a Friday morning. Steve-O and Renee are taking the day off. We can explain, but we shouldn't.
Yeah, well, high five to Steve and Renee. Thank you, Steve and Renee, for giving us the time today. We're going to miss you. Thank you, Wanda. Very good there. What do you got that? That was pretty good there, Wanda.
I know.
You're the woman there.
Sneaky.
You are sneaky. We've got great positive energy. I'm wearing my positive energy shirt today. It says, happiness is the... I don't know what it says. Happiness is the truth.
It's the truth.
It is. Well, you know me. I'm always THE truth. And we've got my good friend Noor Khalid. We're going to just dispense the positive energy here. Noor, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me again.
It's my absolute pleasure, Noor. Now, we've been touting that we're going to do some meditation in the car, but we're probably not ready to do that yet.
Okay.
Can we talk about how we're going to prepare to do this meditation in the car?
Yeah. How would somebody prepare themselves to meditate?
I mean, they're going to drive.
So, usually... it's not in the car. Okay. Or if it's in
we're kind of really joking. We're kind of really joking. We got some folks out there. They're hanging out. How would people start?
So let's start with, if somebody's in the car, you're going to keep your eyes open and very alert and very aware on the road.
Right.
Meditation is a process that enables you to come into deeper awareness with yourself and your surroundings. So it's actually a great tool for anything, driving, work, family, etc. The easiest, you can meditate in any position, anywhere, anytime, any place. And the easiest way to connect is through the breath. So,
okay. Start. I'm going to start to relax.
Okay. No, don't relax. Too much.
Okay, I won't. I'm a little.
Don't fall asleep.
So start by sitting in a really beautiful, straight posture.
Okay. Mm.
Root your sit bones into the seat.
Okay.
Plant your feet into the ground.
Okay.
Physically feel the space in between your feet and the ground.
Okay.
Wake up.
I was there.
I don't want people driving off the side of the road.
Okay, you had me, Wanda. Thanks so much. Maybe I should have another gallon of coffee.
This won't normally happen, but I was starting.
She had me.
I could see you going there.
She had me.
Relax your shoulders.
Mm.
Relax your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Relax your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Relax your teeth. Deepen your breath. Beautiful. Inhale deeply through your nose. Exhale deeply through your nose. We're keeping our eyes open because we're aware and we're driving, but we're inhaling deeply through the nose. Exhaling deeply through the nose. Is Wanda laughing at us?
No, Wanda's talking to me. You don't have your headset on, so Wanda, she just said, only you can hear me in your ears. That's when I lost it. It was like the voice of God.
Seriously.
Only you can hear me in your ears. So Nora, people are relaxed.
So people are relaxed. And look at how in 45 seconds, 2 minutes, just by breathing and bringing your awareness to your body, your temperature probably shifted, your relaxation increased.
Yes.
Simply by just taking a deep breath.
Yes, that's really cool.
So you asked in the beginning, what do I do or what does someone do to get into a meditative state?
Yes.
Many things. The easiest I find is the breath.
That's
taking
terrific.
A very, 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 and there's multiple ways to breathe.
And it's so easy to breathe.
Now, Nora, how did you get interested in becoming a guru? Am I saying it right when I say guru? Is it guru or how do you guys say that? I mean, big shot in meditation.
I think every single person is their own guru.
Their own teacher,
their own power center. But how I became interested in meditation, the breath, awareness, productivity is I spent 10 years as a very senior executive in the corporate world in personal care and beauty. And I was looking for a way to manage stress. That was actually the door that got me into meditation. And when I started to meditate, I fell in love with all of the effects on all aspects of my life, not just my business. And I realized it was a tool to deeper and deeper and deeper understand myself. And with that understanding and that connection, I could serve the world from a better place.
That's beautiful. You know, when I first entered the workforce in the mid-80s, yes, I'm an old man. When I first entered the world, it was like, I call it the days of the bonfire of the vanities, where it was eat or be eaten, kill or be killed. And I've noticed that things have really evolved into what I find to be a much more acceptable environment for work today, which is much more centered and focused on the individual, the group, and the general energy field that you're working within. And it's something that I find younger people in the workforce truly are attracted to. And that's why I'm attracted to working with so many young people today, because they have a completely different mindset than in the past.
That's such a beautiful, when I work with very, very senior executives, that's exactly what they're saying. They're saying, Nor, it used to be eat or be killed, perform or die.
Yeah.
And I don't teach to that. You know, that is absolutely, it is a survival technique.
I can't
I respect it. And it's
bad.
It puts you automatically in a stress zone. It's automatically in, I have to get out because I'm going, or I have to do A, B, C, or D.
I would run. I run from that. In fact, I did. I made a career choice based on not wanting to be in an environment like that.
Wow. Wow. I commend you for doing that.
Ran like my hair was on fire.
Absolutely. Because your system is. Your hair may not literally be on system, but your central nervous system is.
Now I find myself, I work with people that are that are just the most loving people.
That's awesome.
The people that I go from office to office because I do a lot of consulting work, and I consult to a lot of top executives in their real estate world, and each one of them is different. I have to get my focus straight for each one of them in a different way.
Exactly right.
Because I try to treat them with the respect when I go to the meeting that my friend Brewster Kell talked about, which is it's about them. It's all really about them. And if I treat them with respect and with kindness, it comes back.
Oh, absolutely. I found that over and over and over again. When I teach corporations breathing awareness, mindfulness, etc., I'm wanting to invigorate the corporate world and businesses and entrepreneurs with breathing breaks, not just lunch breaks or water breaks. How do we do things? There's lots of techniques, lots of tools and meditation, but your breath is one that's super simple. It's inside of you and it's easy to use.
You know, what I found is that more and more people are having like those walking desks, or they have a treadmill or an elliptical in their office. And something else that I think they need to exercise is not only their body, but their heart and their soul. And that's what I think we're talking about here.
Yes, absolutely. And the way in is through the body. So I commend people who are getting up early and exercising or walking while they're at work. It's helpful. It gets you deeply connected to your body. And then taking a breath before you speak, taking a breath before you move.
I wanted to really thank Vivian, my wife, for getting us in touch. We'll talk. We're going to have Noor on again in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about how we met. But the most important thing I want to talk about right now, Noor, is the place that I met you at.
Oh,
let's give a. I want to give a thanks to Carla Dascal and her team at the Sacred Space. You want to mention some of the young ladies that you work with at the Sacred Space?
Yes, the Sacred Space. If you are in Miami, it is the key to your personal evolution. I have not, in all of the places that I have traveled around the world, Miami is home to me, and that is my home away from home in Miami. There are classes most every evening that to teach you everything from ways to eat, ways to breathe, things about your mind, your soul, your body, yoga, fitness, meditation. Everything under the sun, she has scoured the world for the best of the best of the best and brought them to the Miami community to really help us learn, connect, interact, and be.
Yeah, best of the best of the best. So, you know, you forgot to include yourself in there, Noor. You're terrific. And also, Carla and her team have brought the plant restaurant so that you can even nourish your heart and soul from the inside with the beautiful, delicious food, so you can build your body with the building blocks that she provides, and then you can nourish your body with the beautiful, soulful things that she has to help you polish up your own self, little apple, and really feel good. It's a great place to bring your yoga mat and to bring your mind and have your mind opened. I want to thank you, Noor, for coming here in the 7 o'clock hour, and I don't know if you can stay a little bit and be with us in the 8 o'clock hour. You think you got a little more time?
Sure.
Oh, absolutely. That's beautiful. Wanda, I'm going to take it and turn it over to you. Noor and I are going to relax for just a little bit more.
Groovy. Coming up at the top of the hour, Les Brown will be on the air. He will be at Unity on the Bay tonight. That, of course, in Miami. And weather for you today, high around 81 and thunderstorms expected. We have a 50% chance of that today. Again, 81 is the high, 79 degrees now. It is Friday, May 25th. The time is 7:56.
Filling in for Steve-O and Renee this morning.
But he's their friends of mine.
I have many friends that are liberal, and I think they're wonderful people. I have friends that are wonderful business people.
Jim Freed.
I have friends that are very wealthy people.
I have many, many friends who are women.
And I have some very smart friends who don't agree with me.
And Wanda Miles.
Who happens to be African-American.
You know, I have a friend.
On 880, The Biz.
Big guy, one of the biggest in the world.
I have a friend. He's a very, very substantial guy. Tough, tough cookies. I better not mention their names, and two of them are friends of mine.
You know, we just had Sal Khan in the studio. Actually, Joey was calling to find out about the seminar. If you're like, you can tell after listening to our interview with Sal that Renee and I know nothing about Bitcoin or SIP. I guess it's called Crypticoin, but I'm telling you, you got to find out about this. And one of the things I just learned after our interviews, this is not some pyramid. I don't trust those pyramids. I don't care how great they sound. So you can go to this seminar. It's May 26th. That's this Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. Listen to this. For the first 100 people who go there, they get a $25 Bitcoin. It's almost like they're paying you $25 to come, and you'll learn how to make money with this, but you got to make reservations. a little, what do you call it? Spasms. www.evolutionofmoney.com. Go to www.evolutionofmoney.com. Make reservations. This is going to be a total sellout. It's at the Sheraton Suite this Saturday, 2 to 5, and it's located, I don't have the address, but it's right off of 95. It's on Cypress Creek. You can see it from 95. It's west of 95. It's the Sheraton Suites. And tell them that Steve O and Renee sent you.
This year, Aaron's Memorial Day holiday weekend event is going to be more memorable than ever, because just $5 gets you started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances. And as always, there's no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Participating Aaron's stores are open on Memorial Day. Don't miss it. Just $5 gets you started when you shop in-store or online from May 25th through the 28th during Aaron's Memorial Day holiday weekend event.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.